Good evening. So over the last, I would say over the last, month or so, I've probably gotten 5 or 6, 7 shilas related to the question of dishwashers. Using meat, dishwasher for meat and for dairy, one after the other. New questions, some of the newer two-tier dishwashers. So I thought it'd be a good idea over the next few days, we'll talk about some of these shilas, because we ask the questions a lot. I think sometimes don't recognize or realize the questions, where the questions come from and what the issues involved are really all about. So, how does the dishwasher work? The dishwasher works that you obviously place the dishes in the dishwasher, and then the water sprayed on from the inside of the dishwasher, sprayed onto the dishes. And then, after that happens, the machine starts to fill with water to a certain extent. We'll see how much it has to fill and how that makes a difference, actually. And then the detergent, depending on what you use, some pods and things that you use, at some point gets released into that water. It fills up, and between the hot water and the soap, cleans it off. The machine then rinses the dishes again, and then that water gets, you know, released into the drain. So the question becomes, what's the concern? What's the concern about using a dishwasher, let's say, for meat, and then later using it for dairy, or using it for dairy and then using it for meat? So the two main issues that the post can raise are the following. Number one is, if I wash a pan, a plate that had meatballs on it, right? And then what happens? It gets washed in the dishwasher. So what's going to happen to the walls of the dishwasher? They will absorb what? Tom, the taste of that meat, right? Certainly if I have actual meatballs in there, so it depends how well you wash your dishes before you wash your dishes, right? But so that taste of from the meat, right, can get into the side and into the walls. The other problem, well, I should say, that's one possibility. The other possibility is that the dishes themselves are fleishiks, right? So dishes have been, there's no meat on them at all. There might just be, so that the first issue is what we call be'en. The actual meat is you know, present. Or let's say if you have macaroni and cheese, actual cheese is present on those dishes. And it goes, it's cooking right there inside. It's literally cooking in the dishwasher, because the dishwasher is full of hot water. The other issue is the issue of what we call tam, taste, right? And that is that if you have dishes that themselves may not be dirty right now, right, but were used for, you know, meatballs, or used for macaroni and cheese, or all kinds of things, and then they get heated up, right, by hot water, and that hot water is now touching the walls of the dishwasher again. So maybe the tam from the dishes is going into the walls of the dishwasher. So in terms of the issue of tam, just taste, so theoretically, there are two real different sources of tam, right? Like we said, just the taste from the dish itself, or from the actual items, actual meat that's in there. So in terms of tam, Rav Moshe Feinstein argues that if the concern is just the tam from the plate itself, or the tam that's coming out of the dish itself, so that is not really concerned about. Why? Because of an issue what we call not bar not. Not bar not means no same tam, bar no same tam, like a secondary infusion of taste. The taste is absorbed in the dish, and that's going to come out into the water and get absorbed into the wall. We assume typically that not bar not, certainly when it comes to things that are permissible to eat, doesn't infuse taste that way. So if Moshe is not really concerned about the issue of tam by itself, that he's not really concerned by. But in terms of the actual, right, residue, the actual meat or actual dairy going into the walls of the dishwasher, that already the poskim are concerned with. But there are a couple of ways that they say that could be we could get rid of this problem. Number one is, if you have, we know a certain rule called bittul, right? You can nullification. How many meatballs are really in your dishwasher when you're washing the dishes, right? And how much water is really in there? And could there be that there's 60 times the amount of water in that dishwasher compared to the amount of meat in there? So the truth is, that was more true in the old days when dishwashers were not quite as energy efficient and they would use a lot of water. Today, already 10 years ago, dishwashers became much more energy efficient, and there's not quite as much water anymore. And therefore, the possibility of the water nullifying the taste of the meatballs or nullifying the taste of the macaroni and cheese is not necessarily quite as, it's still a concern. It could still be an issue. And what about the fact, the other issue that's raised is that every dishwasher has a trap at the bottom, a filter, where it catches the real, like, large pieces of food that can't just get washed away. And sometimes those get left on the bottom of the dishwasher. So if that's true, right? So I just washed my meatballs and I have the meatballs sitting on the bottom of the dishwasher, and now I'm going to go ahead and do my macaroni cycle. That could be a real problem. So nevertheless, some posts can say that might be true, but there's a very important rule we typically use whenever we talk about dishwashing. Anytime anyone's asked me a shayla about dishwashing, what I always ask you, did you use soap? Because if you use soap, it's called Efer HaPogim, you assume that soap nullifies the taste of things. So anybody who's using a dishwasher typically is using detergent. And that detergent, so let's say you have a piece of meat at the bottom of your dishwasher, if there was soap that hit that piece of meat, we assume that nullifies the taste of the meat. So that's why there are, you know, a lot of reasons here to be to consider, you know, possible leniencies that exist. And the one other issue, which again is a little bit less relevant, but at times was considered, and we'll continue this more next time, is the question of whether the dishwasher itself is considered a kli rishon or a kli sheni, right? Because typically, it would say in the old days, water would come in an American household. Typically, the hot water comes already hot from where? From your hot water, you know, tank, and it comes in the hot water tank into the dishwasher. In which case, is the dishwasher itself cooking the water? No, the dishwasher is only a cliche. As opposed to some other models in Europe and in Eretz Yisrael, where the dishwashers themselves had heating elements, and you're actually cooking the water in there. So if something's being already only the hot water, all the cooking's happening through a cliche. Again, another reason to possibly be lenient, as opposed to what's happening in the dishwasher itself. Turns out that the Bizman Hazeh, a lot of the dishwashers have their own heating elements also. And that's why they end up, you know, even today, maybe Kli Rishon. So these are three different issues that come up. This question of the tam that gets absorbed, the question of whether the actual be'en, actual real food that's in there, and the question of whether or not the dishwasher is a Kli Rishon or Kli Sheni. As we move forward, we'll talk about some of the practical answers to some of these questions and how they play out halakha l'maaseh.